Okay, Boker Tov. Today is Kav Bet Betamuz, Yom Shlishi Shabbat Kodesh. Continuing with what we started yesterday, first of all, we have the breakfast and the Divrei Torah are sponsored Leilu Nishmat Yosef Ben Chaim and all of the names on the list. Nagid Laim, Nagid, Shiyeh Karat Tov. Yosef ben Chaim, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Saada, Uziel HaKohen ben Sonia Sara, Yigal HaKohen ben Frecha, Yaakov ben Moshe, Netanel ben Abraham, and Yosef ben Chaim. Oh, you put it on. Ashrecha Tov. Tehen Nishmatam Tzurura, Yitzur HaChaim, Hashem Yisrael. This is the way to do Leilu Nishmat. Kacha Osim. Zeh, Le'achil Tamdech HaChamim, Divrei Torah. This is Leilu Nishmat. Not all sorts of other shtil. Zeh HaNachon. Now, Tov, we'll continue with what we said yesterday. Ryan, you do a few pictures? Yeah. Okay. So yesterday we started speaking about the midah of, we're in the Ramak, the Tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam. So he says as follows. He says, what was the Tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam? That even after a person does teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't suffice. He says, okay, the person who did evil, let him off the hook. No, ma pitom. The person who does teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then goes and seeks vengeance from the people who did Resha against Am Yisrael. It was a long midah yesterday, so we're going to continue with it now. This was exactly, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. In the Sefer Daniel, that's where it says the dream, and he dreamed about a tzelim, he dreamed about an idol. And the pasuk says, that what? Nimseru Yisrael biad melech bavel, reshed didehav. The tzelim, the idol, its head was golden. That was a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. He was the head of the Galuyah. It says its arms were made out of silver. Oh, and that was Paras Umadai. It says the feet, the legs of the idol, some were iron and some were clay. What's that a reference to? That's the other galuyot that Am Yisrael are mitgalgel to. All of the galuyot, all of the people that were mishtabed, all of the rishayim that were mishtabed Am Yisrael, Hashem says, I will finish my arrows into these people. Chitzai kalim v'Yisrael enam kalim. At the end, everything is going to be crushed up and blown away. Which means if you look in the Pasuk in Daniel, all of the different body parts of the idol, which is symbolic of the other galuyot, it's already batel. It's already batel min ha'olam because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sought vengeance from them. Ve'im kol ze, בסוף דקו כחדה עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להעמיד סמחמין והרשעים עושים מעשיו פעולותיו ויעשה בהם דין. Eventually, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to gather the Satan and all of his chayalim, all of the soldiers of the Satan, which are all the rishaim, were considered the henchmen of the Satan, and Hashem is going to seek justice against them. We know the Gemara at the end of Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara says הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to be שוחט את מלאך המוות. הוא שטן, הוא מלאך המוות, הוא יצר רע. טוב. This exactly is the midah of a tashlich mitzulot yam, which means what you'd say, mashlich koach adin liipael al yedei elu shem mitzulot yam. Ve'arshayim kayyam nigrash ki ashket lo yuchal ve'igreshu memav refesh vatit. Elu hem ha'osim din b'Yisrael she'yashiv achar kach et kol gemulam b'rosham. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch, anybody who ever did anything bad to Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek vengeance from them and punish them for their evil deeds. Ve'atam. What's the reason for this? Mipnei she'achar she'Yisrael kibelu hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnachem afilu al ma shekadam v'tovei al bonam. When Am Yisrael does teshuvah, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishtabach shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only forgive Am Yisrael, but when Am Yisrael does teshuvah, he feels bad for everything he put them through too. And it angers him so much in retrospect that what does he do? He goes and seeks revenge from the goyim she'asu b'hem din. This is after all the teshuvah. Yeah. And Hashem, the Rishayim could say, this is really the Rambam in Perek He of Ilchot Teshuvah, asked this question. He says, why is Paro punished? At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, Yadu Atedah, Kigeri Yezeracha, Beris Olayim, says they're going to go down to Mitzrayim, they're going to be enslaved, v'chule v'chule. So why is Hashem punishing Paro? Many, many different reasons in the Rishonim. The Rambam says, which the Ramak is alluding to here, the Akadosh Baruch Hu said they have to be punished to a certain extent, and the Rishaim, they come and they take advantage, and boom, they mamash overdo it. And Hashem says, for that you're going to get punished. So, now, this is all Akadosh Baruch Hu's midah. What does this have to do with us? Says the Ramak, Dvarim Amukim. He says, Gam b'midah zo tzarich leitnaheg ha'adam im chaviro. Person has to treat his fellows like this as well. Afilu shiyeh rasha medukeh ve'isurim al isna'ehu. She'achar shenikla hareu ke'achicha. Sometimes you see reshaim, people who do avonot. And then what? And then you see, boom, he gets punished. He has isurim, suffering, he loses his money. Sometimes a person thinks to himself, ah, ishtabach shemo, ah, he got what was coming to him. It's not the midah of HaKadosh Baruch. When a rasha gets punished, should feel bad, says, you know what? Now that he was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see in the Gemara in Masechet Makot, v'nikla achicha le'aynecha, kevan shenikla, hare hu ke'achicha. Ya'ani, that after a guy gets hit, after a person gets punished, how do you look at him? Miskin. That's mechaperet avonotav. V'karev amordim v'hane'aynashim. V'irachem aleim. You see people who are getting punished, you see people that are getting suffering by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to bring them closer. Try to say, listen, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this to you? Don't say, oh, you see, it's coming to you, it's good. Try to bring them closer. Say, you know, maybe it's time to do teshuvah. Ve'adraba, yatzilem yad oyev. Ve'al yomar avono garam lo. It's very easy to say, oh, he deserves it. It's called kicking a person while he's down. Hashem doesn't believe in kicking anybody while they're down. Am Yisrael was down many, many times. Hashem didn't kick them. He waited for them to do teshuvah, and as soon as they did, he took all of his frustration, all of his anger out on the Rishaim that made Am Yisrael suffer. That's what a person should do. As soon as a person sees that Hashem is suffering, say, you know what? It's time for a new start. Don't say you deserve it. Ela yirachameu b'midah zo kedefirashti. I told you so, and you deserve it, are not Jewish phrases. It doesn't work like that in Judaism. You can't, you know, we're not here to stick it to people. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is here to stick it to us, we'd be gone a long time ago. Right? Like we say on the Vidui, Shalom HaKippurim, Yichle HaZeman, V'himma lo yichlu. If we came to speak about all our avonot, you know, time would cease to exist, but the avonot wouldn't. That's the way it works. Aval mikol makom, Hashem says, help the other person out. When he's down, never, as big as a rasha as a person is, first of all, this has to do with another midah. Another midah that we spoke about earlier, which is even the biggest rasha in Am Yisrael always seek to see the good in them. But besides for that, even let's say you have a person who's rasha gamur and there's nothing good about him. Mamash, ra'an mitchilato ve'ad sofo. Aval ma, once he gets punished, you say what? Let's start fresh. V'nikla achicha le'aynecha. That's v'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam. Hashem throws it away. After he gets punished, he says, let's start fresh. Mat omen. Listen, there's a Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Ki tir'e chamor sona'acha rovetz tachat masa'o. Says the Gemara, how can you have sona'acha? How can you have a person that you hate? Hare, Katuv Omer, what does the Torah say? Lo tisna tachicha bilvavecha. Says the Gemara, there are certain times when you're allowed to hate a fellow Jew. When is that? Hainu shiro'e alav dvar avira b'chidi, b'neuchol ha'aid alav. If you see a person by yourself, doing some sort of avon, you can't go testify about him in Bed Din, aval, but you're allowed to hate him. And nevertheless, the Torah says, it's a very interesting point. The Gemara brings down Masechet Bava Metzi'ah, and it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. In general, because of the, we hold, that Tzar Ba'ale Chayim De'oraita. If you see, we have two specific mitzvot in the Torah. One is unloading a collapsing donkey or any other animal, and one is helping to reload an already collapsed donkey. If you have two of them, yeah, you have a choice. You only have a limited amount of time. The Gemara says, lifrok velit'on, which takes precedence? To unload a collapsing donkey or to reload one that's already collapsed? Says the Gemara, lifrok, to unload. Why is that? Because unloading, it's collapsing now, it's suffering. Tzar ba'ale chayim de'oraita. But then the Gemara says, ohavo lifrok. Means that if you have a friend of yours that you have to help unload and an enemy they have to reload, says the Gemara, sonel iton, you have to go help the your enemy reload. Why? Kedei lachuf et yitzro. It's Gemara brought down Shulchan Aruch. Even though, in spite of the tzar ba'alei chaim of the other animal, and it's not like I'm just ignoring him, I'm going to do another mitzvah, says the Gemara, no. Go do the less significant, not less significant, but in the order of precedence, go do the less significant mitzvah for your enemy in order to subdue your yetzer hara. So what are we saying? There are certain times, chamor sona acha. It's not just, you know, I have, you know, he looked at me funny in the supermarket. We're talking about a person, you know, this guy does avonot, and it's a justified hatred, the Gemara says. And yet, the Gemara says you have to do everything in your power to help bring him back. Because, guess what? There's a famous verse from the Chazon Ish, Alav HaShalom. He says, Choshech lo megershim im maklot. Says, you can't chase away darkness with sticks. It doesn't work. How do you chase away darkness? A little bit of light. Me'at min ha'ol, doche harbe min ha'choshech. Can't sticks, right? You tell the guy, ba'al avonot. Ata rasha, ata chamor, ata gehinam. Mazi azor. Tell you a story. Maran Zichrono Levracha, one time, Chaim David says the story all the time. I heard him say two different ways. Aval, I'll say the more geshmak way. Anyway, aval mikol makom, he says like this. They were once walking back from shul. They used to live on Rehov Eliyah Kohen. So they were walking, either Eliyah Kohen or Chana. So, bekitzur, they were walking home from shul, and they were walking on Rehov Bar Ilan. So, Rehov Bar Ilan b'Shabbat is, you know, it's a main street, it's a main thoroughfare between a bunch of different neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. And I guess a guy made a wrong turn. And, you know, most Haredi neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, either they're closed up and you can't drive there, or it's understood that you're not supposed to drive there. And some of them, if you drive there, you get pelted. Aval, mikol makom. Yeah. It is Shabbos. Huh? Yeah, nachon. Aval, mikol makom. Listen to this. What happened? There's a guy, Chinoni guy, made a wrong turn. He's driving down Bar Ilan on Shabbat. And it's Friday night. Maran Zichrono Levracha is walking with Chaim David. I think he said he was like 10 years old or something. Toby starts asking for directions. He says, how do you get to, you know, whatever highway? So Chaim David, little kid, he jumps up and he says, you go straight. You make a right at the end of the block. Take a left. Go all the way down. Go straight into Gehinnam. That's what he told him. So the guy left. He says, Abba Shini, look at me. He says, Chamuvadi looked at him. One time he said he screamed at him. One time he said he slapped him. I don't know, whatever it is. But let's say he slapped him. He says, Mata Hose. He says, what are you doing? What are you doing? You think this is what you just told him? You think it's going to help him keep Shabbat better? Ma'ata Hose. Again, it probably wasn't a person la'chis. If it was a guy who was beeping down Me'a She'arim on Shabbat, you know, the guy made a wrong turn. He needs directions. Okay, tov, miskin. Yeah? Aval, at the end of the day, Chamuvadi told him, he says, Mata Hose. What are you doing? What did you gain from that? Ma'asita. You're going to bring him closer like that? You have to bring him back slowly but surely with love. Even the biggest Rasha'im, Rasha'ze. Rasha, his skin. But at the end of the day, tell him, oh, Shabbat. Whether or not, halachically, whether or not you can give a person directions, is a she'ela. Whether or not you can give him directions. Aval, ma'ase she'aya kachaya. He gave him the wrong directions. He said, what do you tell him? Shabbat shalom, smile. At least they'll see. Charedim, shomrei Shabbat. But this is the midah, exactly the same midah of the tashlich mitzvot yam kol chatotam. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Especially in this generation, you know, tochacha. We used to be, Am Yisrael used to be able to handle tochacha. In the times of the Nevi'im, you look in the Nevi'im, wow, is it tochacha, musar. Now we're in a generation that everybody's a bunch of wusses. Nobody can handle it. Right? Nobody can handle musar. You tell them, and then he'll never walk into shul again. You have to be very careful. Malasu. Is Yemot HaMashiach, everybody's a bunch of softies. Mal asot, kacha ze. Okay, so what do you, we have to kind of tweak the way we give the musar. You say, right, Ryan, how do you give the guy musar? Ze mechalel shabbatot, tagid lo ata. Give me the keys. Aval mikol makom, tell him. Ata kohen ata. Ata Yisrael chashuv. Lama, why? Why chilul shabbat? Why? Your grandfather was a rav. Ze ata oseh lo tzar. Come on, put the keys over here. Kiyash Mira Shabbat. You know, we have to tweak. We kind of have to. It's not easy. It's much easier. The Gehinam route is much easier and much more convenient. Atara shata geinam, lech mipo. But it doesn't work like that. That almost for, you know, even when Am Yisrael was ketikuno, back in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, many times that didn't work either from the Nevi'im, right? The Beit HaMikdash were destroyed. Everything, and they came with fire and brimstone. And many times, what happened with Yirmiyahu Navi? They tried to kill him. Zechariah Navi, they did kill him, right? Why? Because of the Musar. Sometimes they can't handle it, can't handle the... The Navi Hoshea says that a person has to be mushcheu ba'avotot ha'ava. Pull him in with love, you show him love, you win them all. There's a wonderful, wonderful book that just came out about Talmid Chacham Gadol beYisrael, he was an expert mechanich. His name was Rav David Trenk, Alav Hashalom. Art School just put out a biography about him, and this was his specialty. He was mekarev thousands of Talmidim like that. I forget the name of the book. I think Just Love Them. I saw excerpts of the book. What a book. Mamash kedai. Art Scroll books aren't cheap. Aval, it's kedai. They should read. Mamash, Just Love Them. You love a person. Ze, Rav David Trenk, Alav Shalom. Aya gaon gadol, Talmid Chacham. He was a Mir Yeshiva boy. You know, obviously much older than me. He went to the Mir Yeshiva. And his Rebbeim said, they saw his koach to bring in people. Ba'avotot ha'ava. And he taught Torah to so many people. It was mekarev the, you know, the worst of the worst, and he brought them back slowly but surely. You're successful. That's a tried and tested thing. Yeah, Ryan, what's
going on?
How is
anybody going
to be in the You can hate him in your heart. You can hate him in your heart, but at the end of the day, you still have to try to bring him back. And even when you hate him, like Bruria, this is Gemara, Masechet Berachot, Daf Yod, Gemara says that Bruria told Rabbi Meir, pray for his sins to die, not for him to die. We have to pray for him to die. Is it miskin? Is it avonot? Is it avonot shelo reshaim? Is it Am Yisrael? Yisrael am kerovo. Am Yisrael is the beloved nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of klipas out there, right? Klipas. Right? There's a lot of klipas. And malasot. Sometimes you have a diamond. You know where diamonds come from? Where diamonds come from? They come from some cave in some jiddi in Africa, and you have to go knock it out, and a diamond in the rough, it comes out of the cave, it comes out of the earth. It looks like who knows what it looks like? Huh? Chocolate, it looks like an octopus. Aval ma, achar kach, you have to clean it and polish it, and then, and then you can sell it for a lot of money. That's a yid. In order to dig into what the Jew really is, you have to take off the klipot, shine it, polish it. But the way you shine and polish it is with love. That's the way it works. You show him Ahavat Yisra'im, that's the way you tell him, Baba Jun, give me the keys. Zeo, kacha, but be'ahava, it works. Yeah? Be'emet kacha, ze oved. So, yalla, seder. Baruch Adonai, olam, amen.